This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and an audiophile. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. And each day, as you know, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you. So let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today, in 1948, the vinyl LP record was introduced. This changed the way that people consume music and paved the way for recording artists to thrive. Let's take a look back on how the way we listen to music has changed over time. Not to sound like the old man yells at Cloud Simpsons meme, but I think sometimes we forget just how incredible it is that we can listen to any song we want at the push of a button. It's taken years and years of technological innovation to get us to that point, and it all starts in 1877 when Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. This was the first machine that could record and replay sound. Before that, if you wanted to hear your favorite song, you'd better hope that the artist was in town. There's actually a phonograph item in Animal Crossing New Horizons, so if you've hung out in the homes of villagers like Freya, Naomi, Pango, and others, you know what I'm talking about. The large horn on the device allowed it to collect sound, which causes vibrations in the diaphragm, which converts the vibrations to sound. These sounds were recorded using a stylus connected to the diaphragm, which was then pressed down into a wax cylinder, which slowly rotated to record the movements. To replay the sounds after they were recorded, the device worked backwards, translating the wax cylinder's cut grooves into music. About 10 years after Edison introduced the phonograph, Emile Berliner invented the flat disc gramophone, which replaced the wax cylinder. Since these discs were more portable, affordable, and easy to use, they precipitated the launch of the recording industry. Still, as this technology was being developed, the flat discs could only hold about one song's worth of music. By the 1940s, CBS Laboratories, yes, of the CBS television network, had their lead scientist, Peter Goldmark, work with Columbia Records to develop a better way to listen to music. The existing technology was fine for single releases, but you couldn't really listen to albums on demand. The research was put on pause during World War II, but by 1948, Columbia Records had a success on its hands. So, on this day in 1948, the record company revealed their LP, or long play record, at a press conference at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Fun fact about this historic hotel, in 1946, world leaders from the US, the Soviet Union, France, and the UK met to draft the various peace treaties that would restore order after World War II. In 1955, Marilyn Monroe even lived at the hotel. And, now you know, it was also where the music industry was changed forever. The new LP could hold about 20 minutes of music on each side. So, you know what that means? Albums. Before the LP, EPs, extended plays, were popular, since some early records could hold about 8 minutes of audio total, making room for a few extra songs. Over the next few decades, tape cassettes and CDs would render the vinyl record obsolete. But hey, millennials love nostalgia, so in the 2010s, the vinyl record experienced a resurgence in popularity. In 2019, vinyl records generated almost as much revenue as CDs, and in 2020, vinyl records outsold CDs for the first time since the 80s. This is in part because newly released vinyl records cost more than CDs, but young people are gravitating towards vinyl because of its high sound quality and tactile nostalgia factor. Now, even Urban Outfitters sells them. Joking aside, the renewed interest in vinyl records is great news for musicians. So next time you hit up your local record store, you'll understand just how much scientific innovation it took to make it possible for us to flip through boxes of LPs. Now let's talk about music. On this day in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Dreams hit number one on the Hot 100. The melodic, soothing song from the British-American band's 11th album was their first and only song to hit number one. The single sold over 1 million copies, and even though Fleetwood Mac's album, Rumours, remains a classic record, its popularity didn't quite fade away. In 2020, a TikTok user named Nathan Apodaca uploaded a video of himself skateboarding down a highway, grooving to Dreams while drinking from a bottle of cranberry juice. Of course, the video went viral. People loved his chill attitude. The video has almost 13 million likes on TikTok alone, but it continued circulating off-platform to the point that it sparked a resurgence in popularity for the old Fleetwood Mac song. The album Rumours re-entered the US chart at number 27, and Dreams reached number 85 on the UK singles chart. Even Fleetwood Mac's drummer, Mick Fleetwood, recreated the clip. Not bad for a song released more than 40 years ago. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a June 18th in my life. On June 18th, 2019, I made the first draft of the cover for The Adventures of MXM Toon. Now, if you don't know what The Adventures of MXM Toon are, semicolon The Masquerade, it is a small comic book that I basically put together and worked with an illustrator named Ellie Black on that was a visual accompaniment to my album, The Masquerade. It was a really cool project to work on because we worked on storyboarding the whole thing together, and I was in charge of making the cover artwork while Ellie was in charge of filling out the songs and creating visual aids to each track. But it's funny to look at my first pass for the cover of the comic book because it is so different than what we actually ended up landing on. In this one, it is basically, I drew like a cityscape with really colorful primary color, like blocked graphics that don't have like super big outlines or anything, but it doesn't look like it has much of a message to it in a way that I think the actual cover artwork that I ended up using does. The cover artwork for The Adventures of MXM Toon, The Masquerade, ended up being a basically group photo of a bunch of different people that I had drawn. I just wanted to basically encapsulate the message of The Masquerade being the idea that we are all kind of just passing through our lives wearing a mask and trying to protect ourselves from our own emotions and the emotions of other people, and make that a visual that could exist on the front page of this graphic novel. And I ended up doing that. But this first pass is just very far away from what I ended up doing. But goes to show that it takes a lot of tries sometimes to land on something that you end up being happy with. Thanks for going back in time with me. And remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.